Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's December 17, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com. And we're doing our New Earth support team. And already there's 43 people on the call and probably more coming in. Please do keep yourself muted and video off for the time being. Once we finish our main process and then get into our feedback area, We'll get all that stuff turned back on as appropriate. So there's a few things I do request when we do this work. Of course, our function for being here is to serve the great global awakening that's happening. And we come here every Thursday night at 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern to do that. The two requests I make of you, and this is whether you're live or on the recording afterward, is to please give this your full attention. Please do not multitask and just do this, please. The reason is that you affect everyone else live or on the recording. We are co-creating this frequency. Just act as if you're right here in the room with me and behave as if that was true. And that'll give you the best experience, everyone else the best experience. If for some reason you can't stay the whole time we're in the process, just ask the allies to remove you from the field. They'll gently remove you and then you can go do what you got to do. It's actually better to be removed from the field than to do two different things at once while you're in it. So, and if you're a member, of course, you can always exit the live call if needed and then come back and do the recording after. I keep getting feedback. The recordings are just as juicy as the live calls. So we'll be, the format is I'll be, I'm sitting at my shamanic mesa here. I'm going to call the directions. I'm going to call a whole bunch of allies in. Then seal the container. So we've got a nice, juicy, safe, sacred space to work with. At that point, we'll all do the embodied awakening invocation together, and I'll lead you all through that step by step. And then once we're all tuned up and ready to go, then the divine will take over as they always do. And we will do our service to the great awakening in whatever way the divine sees fit to lead that. And inevitably we ourselves get kind of awakenings, upgrades, and we end up the better for having served. It's not why we come, but it's a very predictable benefit. The universe works on sacred reciprocity. If we show up with the idea of being of service, then the divine just can't seem to help themselves. They serve us back every time. So it's a big win for everybody. So thanks again for everyone. We're now up to 50 people. Awesome. So let's get going. I invite you now to relax, close your eyes. And I'm going to sing the directions and call the allies. And you should feel this energy forming around you as we go. Dachanama Namakia Wirakocha Inti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of Mu, West, Deborah, Zachary, Thisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sacred membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. So I see that Makisala is here. I'm going to unmute her and see if she would like to just be a participant or if she would like to go facilitate. I need to find her. There she is. Hang on. So Makisala, I've requested your unmuting. Let me see if I need to do something else. Here you are. Look, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So do you want to co-participate with me tonight from a distance, or do you want me to run the show myself?
So I have set up my little mesa here. But I would be happy to, I just need to move my location.
Okay, so are you saying yes to co-facilitation?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
That would be great, thank you.
And I'm being called to actually open us to a third co-facilitator who I saw is here. Let's see if she's still, yeah, Spirit Song is here. So Spirit Song, I'm inviting you to unmute if you wish. If you would like to be an additional co-facilitator of the work, you're welcome to do that. So if If you choose to unmute yourself by clicking your little camera, your little mic icon, you can do that spirit song or not as you wish. or just to be a participant like everyone else, that's fine. Looks like you're unmuted. Spirit song, would you speak so we can hear you, please?
Thank you. I haven't been here for a while, so I'm more likely to be watching. And if you want to call it facilitating energetically, if there's any way that I can be of service, please let me know. Or if I feel moved to do something, I will. Otherwise, I'll let you guys take the lead.
Yeah, exactly. What we'll do in a moment, and we're going to just going to, I'll lead the group through embodied awakening here in a moment. And then once we get rolling with the actual spontaneous process, both you and Makisla are welcome just to, if you are spiritually inspired to speak or talk about what's happening, you know, we just kind of let the divine lead and we comment on what's happening pretty much. I know you're very good at that sort of thing. So
I'm so grateful to be here with you.
Yeah. I always wanted to take a nap.
Hi, spirit song.
Okay, so now we got our co-facilitation team set up, and now we can close our eyes again. And I will now lead folks through embodied awakening. So I invite you once again to relax. I know that was a little kind of excitement there with new people coming into the facilitation group. All right, so what I'm going to do next is guide you into embodied awakening, if you wish. And this is helpful because if we're in embodied awakening, we're just going to be better servants of this process. The more awake we are, the better we are. So I'll describe this process thoroughly because I know already there's at least one person new. So basically, you're going to invite your higher self to join you in your physical body. The easiest way to describe this is like it's a car. Your personality, instead of driving, slides to the passenger seat. Your divine drives. At any point, your personality doesn't like the divine's driving, it can take the wheel again, slide right over, the divine will step out with no fuss. So your ego needs to know it's safe, it's not in any danger, it can take control back the instant it wants, and if it wishes to, it can. So you're safe, and you can just try on the divine driving and see if you like it. The benefits of embodied awakening that can be easily named, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you know what to do through intuition, and there's more bliss. And it's coming in already. We haven't even invoked it, so let's catch up with it. So you're about to speak to your higher self if you wish. I'm going to lead you in 8 words to be spoken to the higher self to call in the higher self to merge with you. So if you wish, please repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Good. Let the words go. And now you just chill completely, relax, just rest in passive breath awareness. And you're going to just chill out completely and let the divine come to you. From this point forward, the divine does everything for you. So you relax, and you may already be feeling this wonderful energy coming in the top of your head and coming down into your body. It's like you're a sponge and it's water. I remind you again, we are in completely safe, protected, sacred space. And what's coming in right now is your own divine self. So relax. It also knows how much you can handle. So it's going to give you as much of itself as you can accommodate, and no more than that. There is no danger of overwhelm. So my invitation to you is to relax. Just let it soak in like water into a sponge. Other ideas that may help you as you relax and receive this beautiful divine blessing. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything during this process. Stay passive, relax, let the divine come to you. As the divine soaks in, a couple of other things that may help you understand how to do this best. If you get distracted, which means your attention is on anything other than the breath coming and going on its own, then just relax back into the breath. Let that distraction do its own thing. It's an uninvited guest, and it's not you. And if it's mind chatter or whatever, just let it do its thing. Don't fight it or resist it. You just relax back into breath. You do it very gently, very persistently. And it's feeling really good here. The only other instruction that might be helpful, and I'm just going to mute McKeeslin's spirit song just for the moment, just to keep the instruction a little quieter. I'll bring them back again in a moment. And then if you like, if you already aren't fully engaged in the process, if you got mind space, you can find out what's the least effort needed even to feel breath. You can just relax to zero effort if you wish right now. Just go to nothing at all, no focus. Just be for a moment. And at zero, just notice here at zero effort, is there breath awareness anyway? And if there is, just relax into the breath awareness. And if at zero effort there is no breath awareness, then you can add a very small amount of effort, just barely enough to notice the breath at all. And then just rest in that very tiny amount of effort. And these invocations that I teach, any extra effort beyond what's absolutely necessary actually just slows things down. So you want to use just the bare minimum effort to get the job done. And a lot of people, it's getting really sweet in the field now. There's a lot of people in embodied awakening. And everyone affects everyone else, again, whether you're live or on the recording. So even if you're doing this as a recording, please take it just as seriously as if you were on the live call. Energetically, there's no difference. Oh, yeah, a lot of people getting into embodied awakening now. If you're there, just relax and chill. You being there helps everyone else get there. The way you can tell if you're in embodied awakening is that four things are all true at the same time. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's effortless and it's peaceful. And if all that's happening on its own, then those are the qualities of the higher self. And that means it's right there with you and it's driving. So if you got all that going on, just relax and be, and know that you're serving just by being that right now, because it's kind of like a tractor beam in Star Trek. It just kind of helps pull everyone else right into the game, right into that beautiful awakened state also. Again, you're not doing any effort to make that happen. It's just sort of automatic. So let's take just a moment longer. I sense most of us are in the state already, but let's leave just a moment for anyone else to come join us. I'm getting the sense that there is at least one person in the field who is actually using effort to try to make the embodied awakening happen. That's going to be counterproductive. So if you're not yet in that state, the best strategy actually right now is just to relax completely, just be, let go. And that actually is going to be what opens the door and lets your higher self come fully to you. Again, giving you just as much of your divinity as you can currently hold. Yeah, that feels a lot more relaxed. Thank you. Just relax, just be. We'll go just a moment longer to give every last person a chance to be in the state when we start. It's not mandatory, it's just super helpful. There we go. That felt like a nice, beautiful group lock-in. And already I can feel that many of us are merging into the group consciousness. There is, in addition to your, if you're in this, you'll notice that in addition to your awareness of your individual human self, there's also a larger awareness of this beautiful group field that we're already spontaneously creating. That's really beautiful. All right, so time to journey. So I'm going to unmute our co-facilitators. So once again, I'm going to invite Melissa McKeesla, I'm just using the name there, to unmute herself. And I'll do the same for Spirit Song again. So you're both welcome to unmute. And at this point, the energy is already starting to move. And Spirit Song, what we just do is we just relax. And again, if guided to speak and describe some of this happening, we do. Important to note for everyone who's on this call, what any of us are narrating is the experience that most are having, but you individually may be having a unique and different experience, which is fine and perfect. So if you're experiencing something different than what any of us are describing, please relax and go with what your experience is. And at some point, the allies may merge you back into the larger group experience, but there's plenty of room for individual experience that differs from what we'll be describing. The key here is now to relax completely. Here we let go of our individual egos and any idea that our ego may have of what should happen here. You will absolutely have the most wonderful experience and be of the greatest service given the style of work we do. If you now just relax and let it run itself. Yep, there the divine is, okay. So you may hear from me or Makisala or Spirit Song at any moment. So, and none of us is gonna make anything happen. Each of us will just be talking about what we're perceiving spontaneously happening in the field. So when I, oh, my brain is getting all lit up, that feels so good. So many of us now are getting our brains just beautifully lit up with divine energy. This is consciousness upgrade. So just relax and let all or part of your brain just get lit up with this beautiful divine light. A lot will happen that will be beyond the understanding of your human self. Basically, that's because a lot of it's above the human pay grade and you'll feel stuff happening, but it will literally not be possible to fully comprehend what is happening because you'd have to be the divine being doing it to understand that. So don't try to figure anything out here. Just relax, enjoy the energetic phenomena and know that we are here to serve. And I'm going to state that explicitly, allies. We are so grateful to be able to come together now. And the reason we have gathered here in the inner world is to serve the great global awakening. And in any way that we can be of service, in a way that serves the highest good of everybody, those here to serve, those being affected by what's happening, we leave it to you, allies. Please make use of us in a beautiful, high vibration way so that the Great Awakening can proceed a little bit quicker because of us being willing to help. Thank you. We come to serve.
So just as you were finished with your beautiful prayer, I feel like liftoff has happened. And when I say that, what I am experiencing is our collective consciousness is now has merged together. So those live on the call and those that will be tuning in, we have merged and we are in a state of oneness energetically and feeling as if we haven't taken off completely yet, meaning we haven't gone into the launch phase, but we are hovering and waiting for orders. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, I'll verify that. And it's also worth noting we're doing this here on December 17, 2020 at a very potent time. Today, Saturn came into the sign of Aquarius. Jupiter will come in 2 days from now on the 19th. On the 21st, of course, we'll have the Great Conjunction, which is a very potent new energy moving us into the age of Aquarius, more powerful. So we're energetically on the cusp of that right now, and a lot of that energy is going to be held at this call. It's still okay to do this way after that. Just know that some of that magical energy of this moment will be held in the process. So Okay, again, I'm sensing a little bit more effort than is optimal. So I'm going to invite every single person to now relax and just be. The way we do this is a little different than the way a lot of groups do group meditations. Your only job now is to relax to zero effort. Just be and let things happen by themselves. In this style of work, any ego-based effort, however well-intentioned, will only gum up the works. So just relax and know that whatever needs to happen will spontaneously occur. And the allies have done it this way for months on end, every week. They're really good at it. So if you're not used to this passive style of work, just relax and feel or see what happens. Yeah, the energy in my brain is getting even more intense. It's like it's gone to a new depth. And I'm now feeling some sweet energy throughout my body. I'm actually transitioning now, and my physical body is starting to feel more like energy than solid matter, which always indicates a shift of consciousness into a more divine awareness where everything is perceived as energy. The body itself hasn't really changed. Your consciousness and the way you perceive the body is changing. Now there's sort of a pulsing energy throughout my body. Yeah, they're saying it's a physical tune-up that we're getting right now. So just relax. They're kind of easing us in. They're saying we're aware there are some new people here tonight, and we need to ease these people into the field so everyone involved can work as a smooth unit. And so, yeah. A little more tingly. So yeah, we'd just be patient, give the allies a little time to tune up the new individuals to work more easily with the rest of us who've been doing this a while. And yeah, and as McKeesla observed, we're already in that sweet internal field. And if you're not aware of everything we're talking about, that's fine. Just relax, and whatever you are aware of is fine. There's no way to do this wrong. Just your mere presence here and your willingness to be of service is awesome all by itself. And you absolutely will benefit from participating. And even if you're not aware of a lot of what we're describing yourself, you will still, your presence is super helpful for the service process. They're still doing the tune-up process. Just relax, be patient. Everything that's supposed to be happening is happening. If you catch yourself doing effort, just let that go. Drop back to zero effort. Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Yeah, I'm becoming gradually more aware of our merged consciousness in the spirit realm. It's almost like the light's slowly coming up, like a really slow dimmer switch. As more and more of us become aware of this realm. And as usual, when we merge together in a field like this, there is no individual consciousness. The very essence of what this is in this inner world is a blended field. And the people on this Awakening Plus call are not the only ones here. There's already a pre-existing consciousness made up of many other beings But in this level, we're all just one being. There's lots of paradoxes when you get into the inner world. So just relax and let yourself be the whole field. You'll discover here you have no shape, there's no form. It's just a field of energy. Just allow yourself to relax and be that field of energy. And nothing to do, nothing to initiate. Just relax and just be, as the divine always tells us when we do these calls, being is doing in this context. They'll take care of all the doing that needs to happen. So now I'm having a both and experience. I am present in the blended field, and simultaneously I'm aware of my individual human self with that really lit up brain and the light all through the physical body that feels like energy. And there, it's a both and. And if a lot of people who do these calls have the experience of multiple points of awareness, physical and inner world, and sometimes there's others as well. So whatever your point of awareness or points are, just let that be as it is. Again, don't try to be aware in more than one place at once. If it's supposed to happen, it will happen all on its own and it will be effortless.
And just about at the time that you began speaking, I was noticing there is a slight change of energy in the field. And I feel like I was processing a little bit of collective energy of heaviness. Seems to have passed, come and gone pretty quickly, but there might be more coming.
Yeah, I'm feeling, I've started to feel heavy energy processing through in the last minute or two. So what's now happening, folks, is part of the service we do is they bring heavy energy out of the collective and they put it through us. Some of it is processed by the collective field, and some of it, for those who are ready, it'll be processed through their physical body. And I can feel quite a bit coming through my own physical body right now. Again, they will only put through you what your physical body is able to process through or transmute. And again, there's nothing your human self has to do. You are being made use of. And the divine is going to cover every aspect of bringing the heavy energy through and transmuting or clearing or whatever it needs to do with it. And again, and showing up in service here, they'll use us each in whatever way we can best serve. Even if there's challenging energy being processed, it may feel a little challenging, possibly. But the nature of the work is they will not overwhelm. You don't have to be concerned or scared about any heavy energy you feel coming through you. They are watching you very carefully to make sure that whatever is put through you is only what can be processed. I've done this for years and years with these kind of tools. No one's ever reported overwhelmed. They just don't allow it. So I invite you to relax and trust that you're perfectly safe, and whatever service they're having you do spontaneously is going to be doable, and there will be such beautiful reward of bliss and consciousness as it happens or afterwards. So they always make sure whoever shows up and serves is beautifully rewarded as well. So it might be bliss, it might be a little challenging for pieces. Whatever it is, just relax and let it run. But they're definitely putting a lot of energy through our collective field now. And the overall idea here is there are humans on Earth who are on schedule to have higher consciousness, but at the moment they're just so thick, they're so crusted over with heavy energy, they literally cannot do it for themselves. And especially for people like that, that's where they are selectively, according to that person's appropriate karma, are taking heavy energy from that person and giving it to folks like us who have showed up to help. And then once that person is unburdened enough, they'll start waking up a little bit. And at that point, when they're ready, they can take over their own healing, their do their own shadow work and kind of get their own stuff underway. But those people need a head start. They need to be unburdened enough that they can be aware enough that they can start doing things for themselves. And of course, the humans are the only laggards on the planet. Everything else is waking up just fine. We're the slow pokes, and thus our collective field is helping those humans who need a little boost to get their own awakening online. If your body, if you're processing heavy energy, like right now, my body's wiggling. The body may move, shake, vibrate, tremble. Some people, when they process heavy energy, they may cry or they may even vocalize. Whatever your body spontaneously wants to do as the energy moves through it, that's fine. I always say don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if the body spontaneously wants to do some kind of motion or sound or whatever to enable it to help something move through, that's fine. And as long as the environment you're in won't be freaked out by you doing something, then I recommend you just let it happen. Yeah, I'm now noticing in my physical body, there's a much stronger pulse. In fact, the whole body is pulsing. It's about a wah, 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 about that frequency. And there's a lot more powerful energy. My body's been processing heavy energy. It's vibrating in that left way now. And yeah, they're showing me that very vibrational motion is what's clearing the heavy energy that's coming through. So relax, let them make use of you in whatever way serves. You might just be floating there in bliss. They might be putting heavy stuff through you, whatever. Just relax and allow.
I'm feeling someone dancing with some fear coming from programming from way, way back. A little confused because they're present, they're here with us as one, and yet the fear keeps coming up in a really big way. And what I'm getting about that is they are called to hold that fear, not to be afraid of the fear, but to embrace it and know that they are not alone in this, that there's a very big part of the collective that holds a tremendous amount of fear. And so just to embrace it as you would a child pulling on your clothes to try to get on your lap, that fear, if you saw it that way and you try to quiet it down, will just keep getting bigger. If you bring it close to you, close to your heart, and hold it, let it know that it's okay. Know that you, whoever you are, or more than one, if there are more, would not be called to hold this fear if you are not able to do that. So embrace it, love it, be honored to be holding that for all of us.
Yeah, in addition to that, I'm noticing if y'all can feel the inner field, that fear is in the entire field of us now. And thus, with the principle of many hands make light work, my sense is most of the energy of us in the field is quite calmly processing it. So whoever's feeling a challenging energy, know that you are not doing this solo. It's all of us together. And at the moment, Zoom is showing 57 people on this call. We're all doing it together as a blended field. So my sense is all of us, there's quite a strong kind of intense vibrating energy in the field, and that's what we're processing collectively right now, and there's definitely some fear in the mix. When a shaman belches, it's not rude, it's just clearing. So yeah, we're all doing it together, and that's what that intense, quicker vibrating energy is in the field. So all of our job is just to relax, be, and just let it be. Our collective consciousness will naturally take it out. So relax, just feel whatever you're feeling. Don't try to change it or do anything about it. And know that they've given us a pretty big chunk of energy here to transmute. And it's a great honor to be able to do this. So just relax, whether you're feeling it in the collective field, in your body, just be and know that the divine is processing this through at the fastest possible rate without overwhelming us. So again, nothing to do but relax and feel and be. I just realized how perfect it is that we're feeling fear right now. Again, Saturn just came into Aquarius today. We're doing this. And fear is one of the shadow qualities of the planet Saturn. So how perfect that that planet makes such a big move today, and we're now working with one of its more challenging manifestations. So I'm noticing now, we're doing a big piece of shadow work here, and I'm now noticing the bliss effect. Many of you are already familiar with my metaphor of the great onion of consciousness. And it's subtle around the edges, but I just started noticing the bliss effect coming in around the edges, which means we've processed a good chunk of this heavy energy. And I will guarantee you, by the time we get it cleared, we're all going to be in a much deeper state of bliss. That's how it works. Yeah, wow, it's getting, yeah, all around my body. I'm feeling that tingly energy as the transmutation continues. So just relax and notice how the challenging energy is slowly decreasing, the ecstasy energy is gradually rising, and just kind of let it keep processing as it runs itself. Yeah, as I said, thank you all so much for being great. I'm really happy with how we're letting this process go. Pulsation is quicker now, it's intense. What I'm feeling now is a new frequency is being, you know, saturated into our physical bodies. So what they're doing now is they're taking that frequency of that higher blended bliss field, and they're bringing it into your physical body all the way down to the deepest level. So just relax, and you may notice your body feels quite different now, higher frequency, I would use terms like bliss or ecstasy or euphoria to describe the body sensation. Not everyone, some people may just go, oh, I feel more calm or relaxed, whatever the sensation is, just let it be there as they integrate this sweet energy into the field. This will represent a permanent upgrade of consciousness, a deeper awakening. They're saying the more you serve, the more you wake up. I'm really feeling that new deeper divine consciousness really blossoming. And now I can't even tell the difference between my physical body and the blended field. It all feels the same. You know?
I feel like as if I was riding in an airplane, going through those really dark clouds, which we have aptly named as fear. And now the airplane course has brought us through the clouds, up through where the sun is perpetually shining, and the tops of the clouds look fluffy and oh so inviting. I feel like that describes where my experience at the moment of the euphoria, having come through the darkness and now being back in the light.
Yeah, just feel your body right now. Just notice how beautiful and sweet and ecstatic the whole body feels.
There's much serenity here also. Lots of serene energy.
Yeah, what they're doing now is each of our bodies has become a transmitter. And what I'm perceiving is I'm just feeling this beautiful frequency just radiating off my body, like my body is a sun shining even light out in all directions. So in the physical world, this frequency has been really laid into your body, and it's now radiating out to the whole planet from your current physical position. Simultaneously, we are still blended in the inner world, although most of my awareness is in the physical body part, but I still have some awareness of the inner world, and stuff is still happening in there, but it feels more distant right now. The nature of this work is your consciousness is naturally placed where it's most needed. So a while ago, we were mostly aware in the inner world. Now it's mostly a physical world experience. And I've learned just to relax and allow them to apportion consciousness where it's needed in one or more places. So right now, our main service is just to relax, be comfortably present in our physical body, and just let this frequency just radiate out to the planet. There also, I felt some concern about, oh my God, I don't want to impose this energy on someone who doesn't need it. they're also letting us know this energy is highly intelligent. It's going to give each being it contacts exactly the frequencies they need. It's like each person gets a customized ray of energy, precisely tuned to their need in that moment, and that ray can be modulating itself in real time as the person receives energy and then starts changing. And none of this has to be managed by your ego. It all runs on divine autopilot. All they're asking of us right now is just to relax, be present in the body, and let the energy radiate out. Oh, they just said, you and millions of others. So there's a vast number of people being used in this way right now. Yeah, I now feel the others in the field. It's really, I have a whole level of planetary awareness now where I'm feeling this just bathing the whole planet in light. It's really amazing. Y'all are doing great. Relax, allow. Again, please, no ego-initiated effort. You'll be of the greatest service and have the most fun time, just chilling, being, letting all the work spontaneously arise on its own. Let the divine run this thing. And I just felt a subtle shift, still mainly individual body awareness, but now I feel the blended beingness of everyone else. It's another of those both and awareness of my individual body, but simultaneously awareness of the field of everyone else. And there's even a sense of individual bodies in the field, but mostly it's just a blended field of energy. It's another of those both and paradoxes. I feel me radiating, I feel everyone else radiating, it's really sweet.
Some of you may be aware of some sacred geometry codes that are in your field. They may appear in all sorts of various ways, but if you are aware of these sacred geometries presenting themselves to you, you may always test that and ask if it serves Christ consciousness, and then accept that into your field if that serves your highest good and if that feels good to you. These sacred geometry codes are being dispatched because of the planetary alignments that are happening. Also, tomorrow is the galactic center. We are coming into that alignment also. So that will be for tomorrow. And yet tonight, there are galactic beings that are transmitting their sacred geometry codes to us for our to dispatch them and to learn how to use them for the upcoming age. So ask your guides to assimilate those codes to the degree that serves your highest good. I'm feeling a lot of movement in my body happening rather spontaneously. Mm.
guys are asking you to comment on perception. In the inner world, my experience is that feeling and seeing are the same sense. Some people, like myself, are more kinesthetic, and the main experience of the inner world is sensation in the body. For others, they're more visually oriented on that edge of that sensation, and there may be a lot of visual phenomena. And for some, there's both visual and kinesthetic. And therefore, just know that however you're perceiving the inner world, it's perfect. There's no one right way to perceive inner experience. And less commonly, some people have sound experience or scent. I mean, there are analogs of the five physical senses in the inner world as well. So however you experience the inner reality is perfectly fine. You're having your own perfect way of perceiving what's going on in the inner world. So just allow your perception to be what it is. Don't judge it, and just relax and do whatever your way of experiencing these realities are. And now I'm aware that they're now introducing some more heavy energy into the field. We went to a new frequency, a new vibration. We woke up a little bit more, which means we're now ready to process a little bit different kind of heavy energy, which they're now introducing into our collective field. So again, you may, some people may feel it flushing through now their hands and feet. Some may notice it's coming to the field and just changing from dark to light. Whatever is happening is good. Once again, there's simultaneously some process in a person's individual human body. A lot of it's being processed collectively by the entire field of us and all these other amazing beings. There's a vast number of divine beings around the earth now doing this beautiful service work. So just let it be what it is, relax, let it run itself. Notice this time the process of the heavy energy has a large bliss component because of the level we're operating at now. For me, I'm aware of heavy energy processing, but the bliss already outweighs any sensation of challenge. We're just expanding into a new level. You may notice it may be subtle, but wow, you just went bigger, you just went deeper, you now just got a new layer of divine awareness. They're saying this is necessary to process the heavy energy they're giving to us, to transmute. So relax into this expanded awareness, however you're perceiving it. This is the beauty of this form of service. In order to even do the service, you have to be up there. Everybody. How much feeling in my body? Wow. There's some kind of noise there. I'm going to see if I can pick that out. Okay. Yeah, that was coming from the Spirit Song's microphone. So Spirit Song, be aware that I have muted you, but please feel free to unmute yourself again if you would like to speak. And same for you, Makisa. If you need to unmute your mic, you can do that. So again, if either Makisa or Spirit Song wants to speak, double check to make sure your microphone is active before you talk. Yeah, my head is so full of bliss. It is so sweet. Yeah, they're saying many of us are having the experience of that. They're saying this is a taste of the new consciousness coming. They're saying, imagine walking around all day feeling like this, with such a strong sensation of bliss in your head and in your body. And that's just the new normal. That's a sense of what's coming as we move into this new age. The allies are saying, we're excited about this change. How about you guys? Yes, we are. Yeah, my main perception of the work now is just a lot of subtly shifting energy in my brain is the dominant experience. And they're saying the frequency shifts that we're each receiving are being transmitted out to the rest of humanity. So we're serving as the surrogates for it, templates, if you will. So just relax and know that whatever cool stuff you're experiencing, is being transmitted to lots of other humans at the same time. In fact, what they're actually saying is our collective beingness is all experiencing it together, and it's all being transmitted to the whole planet at once. Each human receiving it to the degree that they're ready. Just relax and enjoy that full body bliss. Okay, they're saying they're saying free form. Right now, each person is going to get their highest need served. So relax. Each of us now will receive a different kind of experience customized for our individual healing and awakening. So relax and let whatever's happening happen. A little echo of the divinely directed call we did on Tuesday, 2 days ago. I also just noted that this call is going a little longer than is normal for these New Earth support team calls. The clock time right now is 9:07, so we've been going a little over an hour. If you are in any way time restricted, again, if you need to exit the space, just ask the divine to ease you out of the group field. That's fine. If you must go, it's okay. But don't just stop. Just ask them to ease you out, and you'll feel when they've sort of disengaged you from the field. And this is true whether you're live or on the recording, please. And then you can go about your business. Of course, you're entirely welcome to stay because they're still working with us. But if you must go, then ease yourself out. If not, please do stay with us because it's pretty awesome right now. Feeling a sweet energy in my heart chakra now. Yeah, now I'm feeling the beginning of a settling into the body, but I am noting that just a moment ago, a really sweet energy came into my heart chakra. You're saying this is a Christ part of unconditional love, whatever language you want to use, but it's all about having the heart be fully open and having a greater ability to just hold all things in unconditional love. At the same time as the brain's all lit up and there's an expanded awareness, really beautiful. The whole body is lit up, but the heart and the brain seem to be where the strongest sensation is of this energetic process. Well, I feel firmly settled into my body, but it feels very different than when we started. This body is just so ecstatic, so full of bliss, so full of light. So take a moment and just be aware of your own awareness of your physical body right now. See if it doesn't feel like a lot more lit up than when we started. Now they're now radiating energy once again from the body, like we did earlier, but it's much stronger, it's a higher frequency. And each of us, it's like they're just radiating this amazing energy off and to the whole planet. So just take a moment and let the energy radiate from you for the greatest of the collective. Each being once again receiving exactly those frequencies that serve them. Doing more stable. And they're saying you're going to just keep on radiating. You're not going to stop. You know, the frequency each of us is holding now is designed to be continuous radiation. So you may notice this just becomes your new normal. They're also saying if anyone who's been transformed in this way for any reason doesn't care for it, you can simply ask to be brought back to your original frequency before you did this call, and they will honor that if that's your desire. Okay, because again, we went long, and it's now 9:12, at least U.S. Eastern Time. My guidance is to go ahead and close the container, but then we are going to hang out for a while and chat and, you know, let the group communicate to itself through speaking or texting or whatever, messaging on the app here on Zoom. So I'm going to close it up now, and this will allow those who really need to get on, know that they stayed till the closing of the formal container. So let me just stop talking about it and do it. Here we go. Namakiya. Elias, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be of service in this way. Thank you for making use of us to serve the great global awakening. We are so grateful to be able to do this. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I do request that you stay with anyone who's been part of this process for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Nikisla and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent of your highest good. Thank you. So in closing, if you wish to do the physical gesture, you can hold your hands out in front of you, about a foot apart. And now we say to the allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Then I'm going to count to three. After the count of three, we can clap together and that will seal the container. So here we go. One, two, three. So that's the formal end of the ceremonial part, but we get to hang out and talk. So whether you're live or on the recording now, if you need to go on about your business, you're welcome to depart now, but we are going to leave the Zoom call going and we are going to keep the recorder active. So anyone who now shares or types, it will be part of the archive recording. So now anyone now has the ability to unmute themselves. So if you would like to speak, just click your microphone icon. If you're on a phone, star 6 will do that. And we're open for sharing or typing in the chat window or whatever anyone feels called to do. If you have a question, comment, anything at all, floor is open. And special thanks, Makisla and Spirit Song. I had no idea I was going to call them in to go facilitate. So thank y'all for jumping in on a moment's notice there. So let me check something. So we have someone on the phone who's unmuted themselves. Would you like to speak? And Makisla, I muted your mic because you have a fair amount of background noise, but feel free to unmute yourself again if you want to speak, okay? So there is someone who unmuted themselves on the phone. You're welcome to share if you wish. So whoever's on the phone ending in 9294, speak if you wish, or if not, we'll leave space for the next
one. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was still muted, even though I hit the star 6. So sorry about that.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to give my appreciation and gratitude as this is the first time that I've joined this group and could definitely tell that I transcended a lot of egoic things I was struggling with and felt a deeper unity that I'm very grateful for. So I just wanted to thank everyone who's still here on the phone and my dear star sister Stacy for inviting me. So thank you.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. So grateful you're here. Please feel free to join us anytime we do a free public event.
Thank you.
We've got some typing happening. Cindy typed, legs wanted to move the whole time. I hope that was clearing and not just something physical. Great odds it was something energetically happening. Nathan types, I fell asleep. I had a dream I was in a field of pumpkins and a woman with long finger was massaging me. I feel like I had a massage, very relaxed in the days. I'm always up for a pumpkin patch massage myself. That sounds great. Patricia, wow, that was awesome. Tuesday when I released, I got really cold at one point. Today was super warm. Amazing. Thanks. She's referring to the divinely directed call we did on Tuesday, I believe. Kay says, didn't want it to end. Such a very deep and beautiful shared space of stillness and oneness. Felt so much wonder. Felt like exploring and reaching out into that shared space. Very magical. I agree. So yeah, it's always great to get confirmation that people are having strong experience and it's not just me. So that's, we're caught up on the typing in the chat window. Spirit Song, did you want to share something?
Yes, if I could, one of the beautiful things that happened for me while we were doing this tonight was that, like, we're seeing Christmas trees all lit up with little bitty tiny points of light, all different colors. What I kept seeing was the energy of this group sparking energy all around the world, like the globe was just our Pachamama, our Earth Mother, just covered with all these beautiful sparkling lights that were not just us, but also resonant energies that were lighting up in response to what we were doing, or maybe doing their own thing, and we were connecting to that. But it was just so beautiful, and I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. I definitely got the sense that it wasn't just us Awakening Plus people. There were lots and lots of other beings in service too. And there's, we've done enough of these. When the times that I've been aware of the beings around the earth, every time we do a Thursday night call and I'm aware of that, there's just a vast number of beings already there just holding the light.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So much help all the time now. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you wanted to share right now, Spirit Song?
No, I wanted to share. I kept seeing that, and it was making me kind of laugh inside, this feeling of joy that was sparkly laughter, like the sparkling lights. Yeah. I just appreciate that. And so honored to be here with everyone, amplifying that energy and connecting. And thank you for the container that you're holding for all of us, Benjamin.
Oh, well, we're all holding it together. It's a group, yes. It's a group thing.
Yep. Somebody has to get it going.
Yeah. So we got some more chat typing. Olga typed, "I joined late. However, I got in and I could feel the love." Tammy typed, "I felt my heart chakra exploding with a golden white light." Awesome. Lisa types, "That was magic. Thank you for letting me play with all of you." Anytime. So anyone else who wants to type or speak, feel free to just unmute yourself or type something or whatever. Oh, someone just typed big. Let me see. Gina typed, "Right when I opened the blinds this morning, I saw three vultures soaring outside. Twice more today, I glanced out, bam, three vultures. Then we come in tonight and there's three facilitators." Awesome. "Put up in my heartbeat and felt it go very fast and move up toward my throat." Sweet.
I don't feel very vulture-ish this evening, however.
Vulture, yeah. Yeah, in Andean shamanism, the vulture is held in high reverence. That's a very sacred bird for them. Wow, the energy just went really sweet. I felt the frequency shift.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on how blissed out I am. Just really, from the moment that the sacred geometries came into my field, and then I began shaking and then started the whole integration process. I'm knowing that those geometries are representing some type of crystalline energies, technologies, and not knowing much more than that beyond this point, But since that experience, I am just, I'm just not sure if I'm really here or not yet. Maybe I need to get more in my body. But I'm feeling this, just this gorgeous, it's a wave and pulsing and ecstasy in the body that is just so juicy. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a wonderful call. And this experience that I'm having goes along with a card that I chose that Spirit gave me from my Earth Spirit card deck. And it's about specialization. So that's an interesting, it's about using your energies that Spirit gives you for a certain task to have a specialization. So it's, that's a very interesting confirmation there.
Yeah. Well done. I'm going to share, yeah, it's reminded me, I forgot to give my little public service announcement for those who are still on the call. So we welcome anyone on these Thursday night calls and certain other Awakening Plus events. If y'all dig what we do, then there's a special offer to become an actual member of Awakening Plus, which means you can get into the archives. There's right now like 285 past events, and there's a best of guide to point you to the best of them. There's a 16-part masterclass on doing these invocations really super well for healing and awakening. And right now there's a deal for you just pay $1, you get 30 days of full membership. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of 30 days, you can decide if you want to just, you know, back out again, or if you want to just continue for either $19 or $9 a month, whichever amount is better for you. So really trying to make the membership very affordable for anyone who's interested in being a regular part of this. We have a lot of new members coming in, and I'm real excited about that. If anyone's interested in working with me personally, you can go to astroshaman.com, and I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening, life coaching, and other stuff as well. So those are available if anyone's interested. And that's the little announcement. And now we can get back into our process as a group. Patricia typed, feeling so much love and joy and peace. And Beverly typed, beautiful experience. I walked outside in the dark. It was warm outside and the moon was so bright. It lit up the dirt path with trees all around. I felt the divine presence all around me in this walk to some water that glistened so beautiful with the light. It was warm and cozy. Thank you, everyone. By wow. Silence, she's describing an inner journey and not actually physically walking. So that's
beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's that sweet headboard. Yep. So they're still working it. I mean, we're out of the formal ceremonial process, but there's still energy moving and things happening. Mm-hmm. It's kind of chatting afterward here.
I'm wondering if anyone else would like to share their experience. Mm-hmm. Please unmute yourself so that we can hear you.
Or if not, then it might be time to wrap up. Last call, if you're gonna type or talk, please do it now before we wrap it up for the event. Looks like that's it. Okay, so grateful to everyone. Thank you for special surprise guest facilitators, Makisla and Spirit Song. Thanks to everyone. Again, this is a co-creation. I might be setting up the Zoom call, but we all co-create the event. You know, once the directions is called and the energy is set, it's a total happen by itself thing. And everyone who is part of it is equally co-creating it. So thank you all for this beautiful experience. If you're hearing this in time, we have a very special call this Monday, starting at 12:44 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, a little afternoon. And that's to align our call with the actual conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, which happens at 1:20 p.m. and 30 seconds U.S. Eastern Time. So we'll start the call again a little before it to kind of get ourselves centered and kind of be of service in the build up to that. Then at that moment, you know, the divine will just make use of us, and we'll do what we're guided to do to support that extraordinary energy of Aquarian Age initiation. So join us on Monday if you're available. And if you are a member and didn't get to the live call on that, then it'll of course be in the archive and the juice will still be there. Olga is typing. Thank you so much. Thank you, Olga, for being here. So grateful to everyone. I'm just thrilled that so many people are showing up now for our Thursday night calls, and grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you all so much. Any last words from Spirit Song or Makisla before we wrap up?
I was trying to find the email that I got about the Galactic Center. It seems like it is something to do with being in alignment with Hantun Inti.
I can actually speak to that astrologically. I'm aware of what that is.
Yeah.
Right now, the Galactic Center is right around 27 degrees Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. And the reference of the alignment is the transiting sun is, you know, from Western astrology perspective is, you know, tomorrow gets to 27 Aquarius, you know, which makes sense. If that's the 18th and 21st, it'll enter Capricorn, which is 3 degrees later. The math works out. So yeah, the sun aligning with the Galactic Center opens us more to that energy. And the phrase that Makisla just used, Hatun Inti, is from the Quechua language in South America. That's what they call the Galactic Center in their way of thinking. That is the source of everything in this galaxy. Everything comes out of that black hole into manifestation. And when souls leave, they go back in and dissolve back into that. So it's a very sacred and powerful place. And tomorrow on December 18, 2020, again, from the perspective of Western astrology, the transiting sun lines right up with that, and that frequency comes in. So, I mean, just imagine that. Here we are today, Saturn enters Aquarius. Tomorrow, the sun aligns with the galactic center. The day after that, Jupiter enters Aquarius. And then 2 days after that, on the day of the winter solstice, we have a conjunction in the first degree of Aquarius. I mean, it's an extraordinary moment we're in right now. Very powerful, and I'm so glad that we're able to come together and help out with all this stuff.
It's exciting. Exciting times we're in.
Absolutely. And if anybody isn't aware of it, such a powerful portal for creation for us in a conscious kind of way to be using all these powerful energies. I mean, not just one portal, but portal upon portal, all into a cumulative kind of, wow, this is just such an incredible time. So be aware, everyone, of all of your thoughts, whatever you want to be creating, be focused on it. And no, not only for what we're doing tonight, the global universal focus consciousness, but on an individual level in our lives. This is a potent opportunity that is very rare. And we're always creators. We can always be creating. But boy, have we got some extra juice going on right now. So grab it, use it, be conscious. Yeah.
Thank you, Spirit Song. Well spoken.
Yeah.
Any last words from you, May, before we wrap up?
No, just want to give my gratitude to everyone for taking the time to be present and with us to serve. So just wanted to say thank you. Looking forward to seeing everyone on Monday. Mm-hmm.
So many thanks to everyone. Thanks again for being here, sticking it out to the end, and we'll wrap up now. And again, anyone's welcome to join many of our Awakening Plus calls every month. Those are all at astroshaman.com on the homepage, or section down. There's blog posts there. And one of those posts will always be the current month's lineup of Awakening Plus events. So check that out if you're interested. Thanks again for being here, and many blessings to you all. Good night. Mm-hmm.